WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. James Alex Fields Jr. will spend the rest of his life in prison from federal charges for killing Heather Heyer and injuring many others. But this week's sentencing in state court will likely add to that prison time. Harrisonburg police are searching for suspects after two people were shot near downtown Sunday evening. And it's hurricane season. Do you need flood insurance? This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 15. The formal sentencing on state murder and malicious wounding convictions for James Alex Fields Jr. is scheduled for Monday. Fields is the neo-Nazi from Ohio who drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white supremacist rally 2 years ago. Hawes Spencer with our partner station WCVE has this report from Charlottesville.
Last month, Fields got multiple life sentences after pleading guilty to federal hate crimes. Now he faces a state judge who oversaw a trial where the jury recommended life in prison plus over 400 years. Legal analyst Scott Goodman.
Mr. Fields' prospects are not very good at all that he will ever be a free man.
Video of the 2017 attack showed Fields accelerating his Dodge Challenger into a crowd, an attack that killed one person and injured 35 others. In Charlottesville, Hawes Spencer for WMRA News.
Harrisonburg police are searching for suspects after two people were shot near downtown Sunday evening. Police said the victims were taken to Centaura RMH in Harrisonburg, and one was later transported to UVA Hospital with serious injuries. City police said they are still working to identify suspects in the shootings. The James Madison University Police Department described the suspects as two Hispanic males, one wearing black jogging pants and a white T-shirt. The second had an afro, facial hair, and glasses. Police said the incident appeared to be isolated, and they did not believe there was any additional risk to the public. A new Virginia law that took effect on July 1st allows someone who is using drugs and reports an overdose to avoid prosecution for the possession or consumption of an illegal drug or the possession of paraphernalia. The aim is to save lives by encouraging people who witness an overdose to call for help immediately. Virginia's prior Good Samaritan law was criticized as one of the weakest in the country. It shielded someone who calls for medical help for an overdose from prosecution, but only if they substantially cooperate with law enforcement in any investigation afterwards. The new law drops the cooperation requirement, although the person who supplied the overdose drugs would not be spared from prosecution. Former Virginia Governor L. Douglas Wilder pushed back last week against sexual harassment allegations made by a student 6 decades his junior. In a tweet Friday, Wilder thanked his supporters and called the allegations, quote, baseless. His comments came one day after the Washington Post reported on a Virginia Commonwealth University commissioned investigation that found Wilder had kissed student Sidney Black without her consent. Wilder, 88, was the nation's first elected black governor, and he now teaches at VCU. He has not previously commented on the matter. The investigation cleared Wilder of 3 other allegations the student made: sexual exploitation, sex-based discrimination, and retaliation. In March, Black told police and school officials that Wilder took her to dinner on her 20th birthday, gave her alcohol, and kissed her without her consent. That was in 2017. Virginia will get part of a $1.4 billion settlement to resolve U.S. investigations into the marketing of an anti-addiction drug. The U.S. Department of Justice announced last week that a British-based company has agreed to settle over allegations its former Virginia-based subsidiary, Invidior, sought to increase prescriptions for Suboxone Film by deceiving healthcare providers into believing the drug was safer than other opioid addiction treatments. The Medicaid Fraud Unit in Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring's office was part of the investigation. Herring's office said it has not been determined how much the state will receive from the $1.4 billion settlement. Virginia is trying to protect the James River by launching a new program to plant 900 acres of trees, shrubs, and other vegetation along the waterway. Governor Ralph Northam announced Friday an initiative to plant forested buffers in the James River watershed between Lynchburg and Richmond. The Virginia Department of Forestry is partnering with the James River Association on the project, which is part of a $15 million multi-year plan to improve the river's quality. The buffers slow flood water, filter runoff, and provide shade and shelter to wildlife. The 340-mile-long James is fed by 15,000 miles of tributaries. Eligible property owners can apply for free buffers and installation at jamesriverbuffers.org. Finally today, it's hurricane season, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is encouraging residents across the Commonwealth to get flood insurance now before it's too late. But do you need it? From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
This hurricane season is expected to have anywhere from 4 to 8 hurricanes, according to the folks at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Add to that 2 to 4 major storms this year, and it's a recipe for disaster. Literally, as in like a FEMA disaster declaration. Don't think you're safe because you don't live near the Atlantic Ocean or the Roanoke River.
It can flood anywhere.
Will Powell at FEMA.
Anywhere that it can rain, it can flood. 98% of U.S. counties have had a flood event at some point.
Flood insurance policies usually take a month to go into effect. Powell says go ahead and make sure you have a policy now before it's too late. And don't expect the federal government to bail you out.
1 inch of water can cause up to $25,000 in damage, but the average FEMA individual assistance grant is on average $5,000. Insurance covers a lot more of the damage.
You can see what kind of danger you're in by visiting FEMA's online Flood Map Service Center. Just type your address in and see what the risk of flooding is at your property. I'm Michael Pope.
That is the podcast for this Monday, July 15th. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.